So Adam, it seemed like Coyotes had a lot of motivation in the first 40 there. Came back in the last period, but what did you think of the game tonight?
I don't think we had the best start, and we certainly had opportunities to score, but couldn't find a way to get the lead.
You guys did clinch home ice advantage in the first round of the playoffs. Is that any consolation, even though you guys lost tonight?
Yeah, I mean, that's nice, but you want that second point. So that's a tough one to give up, I think, especially the big matchup tomorrow.
Is this another trap game? You beat Vegas, and then you got Vancouver, and this team's between.
Yeah, these games can kind of, at times kind of go under the radar. Everybody talks about tomorrow. I thought we did a good job focusing on what we needed to do, but didn't have the best start. And, I thought we battled. We had opportunities, but couldn't find a way to get that next one to give us that extra momentum.
What your line? I thought your line was pretty effective.
I think we've been building that chemistry there between the three of us, and a lot of talk, about what we're seeing and feeling on the ice. Tough to give the one after we score that first one, but I think we are building that chemistry.
Calvin Pickard tonight, incredible to give you guys a chance to get to overtime.
Yeah, he played great. Since I've been here, every game he's been in, he's given us opportunity to win the game. A lot of times those guys fall on the tougher schedule of back-to-backs and whatnot, but that guy comes in and he's certainly a gamer and give us opportunity to win every night.
I'm sure you guys aren't thinking too much about the situation in the other room coming into a game like this, but you get the sense that they had a little extra motivation knowing the news that we're told they received, I guess, just before game time?
I don't know. It's bit of a mess over there, I guess, for years, and so I don't know what the news is or was or what's been said to those guys over there. Those guys are professional hockey players and want to be treated as such, and I think you respect that as players, and everybody's been in different situations and different teams and whatnot, and so I guess we don't know what the clarification is or where things are at, but you certainly respect them as players, but maybe we'll get clarification in the next few weeks.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.